Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, while Lum reposes in jail awaiting his trial, he started to write a book revolving about his experiences in prison. His cell, filled with furniture, gifts, and food, the author daily pens another chapter in the story of his great martyrdom. As we look in on the little community today, we find Deputy Town Marshal Abner in the jail office talking on the phone to Grandpappy Spears, who is now helping out at the Jot 'em Down store.
Well, Grandpap, you know where the coal all's at. It's right back of the stove where we always keep it. Well, look again, you'll find it. Who wants to buy some? Oh, yeah. Well, listen, Grandpap, don't forget now to get stamps for any of that ration stuff. It don't matter if you don't believe in it, you still got to do it. Well, it's a law. Well, go ahead and change the law if you want to, but for right now, take in them stamps.
Hey, Abner, come here a minute.
Well, just figure it out for yourself, Grandpap. I've got to go now. Lum's calling me. Yeah. Yeah, all right, Grandpap.
Hey, Abner.
Yeah, I'm coming, Lum. Goodbye, Grandpap. Doggy.
Hurry up, Abner.
Just hold your horses, Lum. I'll be there in a half a second. Has something went wrong?
I want you to come here a minute.
Well, wait till I get the cell door unlocked.
Well, it ain't locked.
Oh, that's right. Forgot that. What's your trouble now, Lum?
Well, that's just it. I ain't sure what the trouble is.
Are you sick?
No, it ain't that. Just can't seem to get the right mood.
Get what?
For this book I'm writing, I mean.
Oh, you're torturing 2 weeks as a suffering martyr?
Yeah, that's the name of it, but I just can't seem to get it right. I want you to listen to a couple of chapters of it, Abner, and see what you think.
Lum, I'm sort of busy right now.
Well, this will just take a couple hours. Sit down there now and listen.
Well, Lum, don't you think you ought to start thinking about your trial and not spend so much time writing on that book?
Oh, I ain't worried about that trial.
Well, it'll more than likely come up in court next week sometime, and you ain't even talked to a lawyer yet.
I don't need a lawyer. I told you I was going to defend myself. And if I defend myself, there's just one way the trial can come out.
That's why I think you ought to start worrying about it.
No, I mean, I'll win it.
Oh?
I don't care how much evidence they got against me, I'll get myself cleared. You just wait and see.
Well, I hope so. I'd just hate to see you get sent to the penitentiary. You wouldn't get to suffering half so much comfort there as you do here.
Well, I ain't worried. Now, just listen to some of this stuff I wrote and see how it makes you feel.
I know how it makes me feel. I've heard it.
Chapter 5.
Right.
On my fourth day behind the gray prison walls, I was drug out of my cold cell and was ordered to scrub the jailhouse floor.
Well.
With a broke back all stove up with stiffness and with a sunk look in my eyes, I started to scrub. Scrub, scrub, scrub. How does that affect you, Abner?
Huh?
How does that part make you feel?
It makes me feel pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, now I won't have to scrub the floor if you're going to do it.
Well, wait a minute. I ain't actually going to do it, silly. This is just my autobiographies.
Oh.
Now, I want you to forget that you're the jailer here and just be an uninterested person.
Well, that won't be hard.
See, that's the kind of folks that'll be reading my book.
Uninterested, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, looking at it from that viewpoint, how does the book make you feel, sir?
Well, I reckon.
No, I mean, does it make you...
sad?
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do.
Oh, yeah, it does that all right. Makes me feel awful sad.
You sure it does?
Yeah, I'm sure. That writing of yours is sad any way you look at it, Lum.
Well, I wish I could put dependence on that, but somehow or other it just sounds sad enough to me.
Hmm.
I can sit here and read it over and I won't shed 3 tears even, no matter how hard I try.
Well, are you supposed to?
Oh, sure. That's what makes great writing.
Yes, I'm.
Oh, yeah. Feller's supposed to pour all his troubles and heartaches and all that junk right into his books. But I'm afraid I just can't get into the mood to do it.
You can't.
No, last night I taken the cushion out of that overstuffed chair there, even. Set right down on the springs there.
Thanks.
I figured maybe that'd make me suffer more, get more emotions into my writing. But I soon give that up.
Never worked, huh?
No, for one thing, it was too dead blamed uncomfort that way.
Yeah, well, Feller's got to be careful about sits you that, I reckon.
Then I decided to set in the window there and just monitor it to get the feel of the cold prison walls. But I believe last night was the warmest one night we've had in 20-odd years.
Oh, it was hot. It was hot last night. Me and Elizabeth just throwed the mattress out there in the backyard and slept. Slept for all them pesky mosquitoes drive us in the house.
I couldn't even get no mosquitoes to bite me.
Huh.
That might have helped me get in the right mood a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, well, I said you'd unlucky, Mom.
Yeah. I was hoping we'd get a good thunderstorm today, and then it'd turn into sleet and hail and everything else terrible, but look out, sunshine and something wonderful.
Yeah, it's a bad day, all right, I reckon. Yeah.
Man can't concentrate on being a suffering mortar when everything's so dadgum bright and cheery that way.
No, I reckon not.
Maybe if you get some new curtains for my cell here, Abner, it'd help some.
Curtains?
Yeah, some heavy blackens.
Yeah, let me jot down on this list of stuff I'm supposed to get for you here.
Yeah, jot it down.
I have to start using the other side of this envelope. I'll fill that side up. Curtains. Black.
And better get me some plain-colored blankets for my feather bed, too.
Plain-colored?
Yeah, them bright-colored quilts you bring over here ain't going to ruin my literary career if I ain't careful.
Well, all right. Plain blankets. Not no trimming on edges, even?
No trimming, nothing. Just rough ones.
Toe sacks would be rough.
No, blankets.
Oh.
Don't carry things too far.
Oh.
That's your trouble. You get carried away with things.
Well, I'm just trying to help. Just trying to help, huh?
Maybe you better start actually bringing me bread and water, too.
Bread and water?
Yeah, good stale bread that I can't hardly know and make the water sort of lukewarm.
Oh.
Bring it to me in a tomato can instead of a glass, too.
Tomato can?
Yeah. Well, any kind of empty tin can. Don't have to be a tomato can.
Well, I just wondered where I was going to find a tomato can.
Well, get a hominy can.
Well, all right, I can do that. I'm just afeard you're going to sit here and starve to death, though.
Well, it's the only way to do it, Abner. See, I've just got to get more realityism into these books.
How?
Got to make it sound the actual, down-to-earth, unvarnished, real, unexpurgated truth.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Only way to do that is to actually go through the tortures myself.
Yeah, all right. That's what you want. Do you want me to just bring you the bread and water for supper tonight?
No, not for supper.
Huh?
I just want the bread and water betwixt meals.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so?
No sense in carrying this thing too far, you know.
No, I know. Well, here, I better go and start trying to round up some of this stuff for you.
Well,
the hominy can's all right, huh?
Yeah, well, take the hominy out, of course.
Yeah, I will.
Wait a minute, though. I want to read some more of my book and get your opinion on it.
Well, Lom, you're the one that's supposed to suffer, not me.
Now, just keep them smart remarks to yourself.
Oh?
Don't forget how sensitive us authors are.
Yeah.
The least little thing hurts our feelings something wonderful.
Well, sensitive. I'm sorry for Lom, but I just ain't got time, Lom, to sit around here listening to you read that sad junk to me all day. I got other things to do.
All right, I won't read no more now, then.
Good.
That's the way you feel about it. But there is a couple of other things I want you to do for me.
I'll be proud to get anything for you I can. What is it you want?
Well, do you see that rock on the floor?
Rock?
In the corner there.
How'd that thing get in here?
I bring it in myself when you was up to the store for a while this morning.
You can't throw nothing that big, Lom. You did get mad at somebody.
I never brung it in here to throw it at nobody. You see, you's gone, you left the jail door open, and I went out there and got it.
Oh. Yeah, well, I sort of leave it open when I'm gone that way. I'm always afeard that fire break out in here and trap you in here. But what are you aiming on doing with that rock?
I'm going to use it to help me get realityism into my writing.
Who?
Realityism. Now, I want you to lay down on the floor there and put your head on it.
On that rock? Well, that'll hurt.
Abner, if you'll do this one thing, I'll promise not to read you no more of my book.
All right, doggy, just put my head on a rock, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Get right down. Oh, wait a minute. Don't bend over and put your head on it. Lay down on the floor.
Lay down?
Well, sure. That's right. Now, that's the time. Now, tell me just exactly how does that feel?
It hurts.
I know, but describe it in details. I can't just write it hurts.
Well, that's the only way I know how to describe it. It hurts my head laying it on a rock. That's all I
know. All right. You can get up again.
Get up.
Lord, I knowed you wouldn't be much help to me. Looks like the only way a feller can find out these things is to do them himself. Come on, get up.
Well, I'm sort of stiff. Am I done?
Yeah, you're done.
Good.
Now, there's one other thing I want you to do.
Huh?
See, the next chapter is going to be all about how I break out of jail and hide out in the swamps while the bloodhounds are hot on my trail.
Bloodhounds?
Yeah.
They'll be hot today if they're on your trails, hotter weather it is.
Well, I want you to get hold of some real vicious bloodhounds for me.
Now, Lom, that's dangerous. I ain't going to let you do that. Now.
I've got to, Abner. It's the only way I can write down the true sensations of a hunted criminal.
Yeah, but, Lom, you get some bloodhounds.
After you get the bloodhounds, I want you to take my shoes, and then I want you to get Cedric in his car tonight, and we'll head out for the swamps.
Swamps?
Yeah, you'll have to drive, Abner.
Well, why can't Cedric drive?
Well, after Cedric puts on my shoes, he'll have all he can do running to keep ahead of them bloodhounds.
Cedric will? I thought you was going to do that.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I've got to sit there in the car and watch Cedric so as I can write down how it feels to be chased by bloodhounds. Trouble with you, Abner, is you don't understand what us authors have to go through.